Brian Stocks, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lane. How are you today?
I am good, man. What about you?
Well, I am come here to write and read about the disc. You got logotape there. I have already said what was expected on your logotape since the month of, this is though, moving into the month of out of May, into May. That's about, I'm discussing that. What I call you to discuss, Mr. Lane, I want to support my friend from St. Andrew in relation to some misinformation that went out there. We, Salerno School, and also we, the New Orleans, and I know my friend from St. Andrew will agree with me on what I'm saying. The caller this morning said in 1951. That is not true. In 1961. This is when, after Barr won the government, he introduced what was known as a crash program. And several people gained employment in 1961. I was at school when the Polytechnic, which is the building of the Polytechnic, is still on the compound of the old, of the Salerno School. That was opened back in the 50s. And then eventually, the Evening Institute. And then followed to the Trade Fair site in 1967 at Charlotte Drive. So, in true and fact, there were some things that were said this morning that had a meaning, but the dates and times were incorrect. So let's get it correct for future reference. What is extremely important, though, that we have reached a point, and I heard Wall not long ago. Wall has been predicting this and predicting that, that everybody has got a strategy, everybody's got that. But I also want to mention to you, speaking subject to correction, I heard you said that there will be a kind of a control of the calling programs as of today in relation to political content. I know all along that a lot of the programs were controlled because of political content, but I thought that on the filing of the writ, when the writ is being filed, which around before the 6th of May, that there will be a control on broadcast and communication in terms of what you call to put out in terms of party support one way or the other. So I don't know if you can check it and find out if I'm just guessing at one or if it comes about after the writ has been filed.
No, the station has made a decision to do that on the calling of election, and that was stated here by station manager. If it wasn't on Friday, it was on Monday. So I think that is just a matter of just implementing the station's policy. And it's in line with their license. But in terms of the actual time when it started, the decision has been made by the station.
That is correct. And if the station introduced this policy, then it's the station's policy, and they got a right to. But I know legally, speaking subject to correction, that you've got a lot of control on the issuing of the writ in terms of broadcast content.
Correct. Even songs, because the production, the producer, the production manager, is actually telling me to take out, I think, over 300 songs already out of the system. So it applies to songs and everything as well. So we're in different times.
Different time. Yeah. I want to be able to say at this time that even though people are shouting, yes, it's today, they're going to be a sad day for some after the 24th. Well, let me establish why I believe the 24th, right? We have been so tied to the colonial system that one of us or all of us who had that time, remember that we celebrated the 24th of May of Queen Victoria Day. When we were at school, it was one of those days that was given us through the Commonwealth system as a holiday. I don't know if you remember. You would remember that, right?
Yeah, you make us more happy, right? But one thing, I want to thank you for helping us to look back there and see all the different things. You know, it's very good to understand history so you know exactly where you're going. Brad Stocks, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Hi, good afternoon.
Two things I want to deal with. The first thing I'm going to deal with is this, well, the elections. Putting aside all the games, all the banter, all the laughter, and all that sort of stuff, I want to speak directly to patrons. I want them to understand certain things. That this is their one opportunity to be fully involved in what goes on in this country. And the possible direction that it has to go. So therefore, I want to understand the importance of coming out and voting for where they see and where they want this country to go to. And I need them to understand that aside from the games and aside from all the things that are going to be happening on the platform and the jokes that are going to be made at people's expense and all that sort of stuff, this is a serious thing. This is a serious time. And it is important that if you consider yourself a Bajan, that you stand up and say what you want to say and believe that you have a right to direct the course of where we're going to go. And what we have to do is reflect on what has happened in the past, what has happened in the distant past, and what has happened in the recent past, and what you expect to happen in the future, and make decisions based on that. My personal opinion aside, I want everybody to think within themselves and be totally honest with themselves in terms of the decisions that they're going to make. Now, I started a conversation with Miss Ellis a couple of Fridays ago, in which I was asking the question, or well, which he asked me as well, what is a Bajan? Would you consider a Bajan to be Corey?
It's a very difficult question when asked, you know?
Well,
but for me, no, I'm serious. Different people have different understandings. In some countries, I understand in Germany and so on, and students understand what it is to be German. They say, you know, we had a guest here who did some studying, and he said, you know, as he traveled through Europe, these people understand what it is to be themselves. But Barbados, we've been accused of copying a lot of culture, so we don't understand what it is to be a Barbadian. I wrote an article recently in my Barbados in the Nation publication. I don't think it's been published as yet, but in that there, I outline what it means for me to be a Barbadian. It means that the son of a conductress and a bus driver can be whatever he wants to be. Everything that I've set myself in terms of goals for my life I have been able to achieve. Has it been easy? No. Been very difficult. But Barbados still facilitates that once you're willing to get up and don't look exclusively to the system. So to be a little cliche, you know, in the American dream in Barbados, there's the Barbadian idea. And that is that each of us has an opportunity to achieve the things that we want to once we're willing to work hard for them.
Okay. Now, you think it's a difficult question to ask, but I really don't think it is.
To answer.
Mm-hmm. Because to me, there are two words which we use. There's being a Barbadian, which is the legal definition of some person, let's say, born in Barbados or given Barbadian citizenship and those sort of things. And then there's to be a Bajan, which to me is the cultural component, the cultural identity of a person. In the same way as somebody could say, you're Yankee or whatever, right? Or Brit or something like that. There is a cultural definition of who and what you are. And to me, that cultural definition applies to people who share my same values. What is important to me? What I consider important to me? This idea about people copying each other as a criticism or whatever, people do that all over the world. No culture, very few cultures, I should say, now especially, develop in isolation. And you're influenced by what you see on TV, and then you take what you see and you change it and you adapt it or whatever. Your manner, the way of which you speak, influenced by the teachers. Unless if your teacher came from England and they spoke a certain way, and then you take those mannerisms. So you copy things all over the world.
Was he just at this? Where are you going? And not trying to divert. You're just trying to bring you home in terms of being succinct to the point. Because I want to turn the question on you. These programs are about you, not interviewing the host. The host interviewing the callers. What is a Bajan to you? And why are you asking this at this time?
Because, as I said, a Bajan is some person who shares my same values, my same what it considers.
But would that apply when you look at generational gaps and the whole idea of the subcultures that become main cultures among
the
young people and so on?
Of course, as I said, because everything changes.
So I mean, young people will not be Barbadians to you.
But know they are Barbadians to me. They are Barbadians to me.
But they don't share your same values. They share you're wearing a Jenna
pants. They share my same values, Corey. Everybody shares the same values in terms of the respect, the things that you like or whatever. They might change. And individually, what I like isn't necessarily what you like. But that doesn't mean then that we can't still be Bajan.
But it means we don't share the same values, though.
No, we share the same. Let me put it this way then. We have a value system. Okay.
But that is not across the board in a country to me. I'm not trying to be difficult, yeah, caller? I'm just saying that our value system is so skewed across the board. You look at people and the different things that people do. You know, these are our culture. You look at the school culture at times. You know, I had a thing at PTA at Harrison College. We're discussing sex and teenagers. And you look at the way how people, different people see things. Our value system is all, you know, we don't have one common value system in Barbados to me. So I don't know if I would use value system. That you're free to use it, yeah? Free country. But I don't see it as you know.
Corey, there are people who believe in death penalty. Mm-hmm. And then there are people who don't believe in death penalty. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that we don't still have a value system. That doesn't mean that we still can't discuss things or then come up with a common approach to something. Or even if we agree to differ on something, it doesn't mean that we can't agree on other things. So therefore, I'm saying what unites us, the things that unite us more in terms of identifying ourselves as Bajan are far more than the things that divide us mm-hmm. and the people that seek to divide us. And what politicians in a lot of cases try to do is to bring these divisions among us and say that this body is, there's a us and a them.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they are then able to say, okay, the BLP versus the DLP.
What I want coming out of this conversation is the fact that, you know, going forward, that we can wake up someone at 3 o'clock in the morning and ask them what it means to be a Barbadian, and everybody have a crystal clear understanding of what it means to be a Barbadian. That's what I'm going to take away from your contribution at this time. More of the Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks and more calls. I want to read this. Actually, our colleague, our former colleague here, Trisha Watson, good afternoon to you. She's actually indicating, yes, you can vote using your passport because she had done so twice. And we'll find out who she voted for a little later. That's where I get back to y'all. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. You're live on Down to Brass Tacks.
Yes, sir. The election date has been called. And persons, and to the major relief of persons in Barbados, to select a new administration to run the offices of this country. And the reason I say a new administration is because they will be from among us, among society, and we have similar challenges that the former government would have had. But Mr. Corey, have you ever heard the term a new heavens and a new earth?
Mm-hmm.
But let me help you to understand what that is. The new heavens represents a new government. And the new earth represents a new society. This government will be ruled by Christ Jesus as king. And his co-rulers will be brought from the earth. This government will rule the entire universe. And the new society will be a new way of doing things of people.
Okay.
I sure you must have heard these words. For a child has been born, and a son has been given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you.
This is the government we're talking about, Mr. Corey.
Okay, thank you. From the WhatsApp, it says, did I hear you right when you asked, why do the people in Solution Barbados and UPP, etc., want to lead if they don't know what is happening and they don't have access to the information? You said they should do research. Come on, unless I got you wrong, you are mistaken. You did get me wrong, so I don't need to read the rest of that. Because actually, it came from the Barbados Civil Party yesterday. When they were talking Tuesday, they were talking they need to get the information and so on. This is the Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. It's gone 16 minutes after 1 o'clock. We go until 2 o'clock. You know the numbers to call. 434-1790. 434-1790. We read some WhatsApps. In the meantime, this one says, Corey, I hear persons on this program asking about birth certificates. Since the closure of the Supreme Court, it was announced through GIS that the section that registered births and deaths was relocated to the Attorney General's office in Webster Business Park, Wilde. The information can also be found on the GIS website. This one says, my mother been calling and going to the police station in Oyston to get help after someone threw two plastic bottles with a substance at her house, and we don't know if they're trying to burn down the house or blow it up. It's been over 3 weeks now and no police have come to investigate this crime. My mother is frightened in her home. Where is the police and why don't they come to help? She lives in Kingsland Terrace, Amber Road. That is where my mom lives. This one says, Corey, why does the... What does the police have? What does the PM have to do with flying kites in the sky? Why can't the community get together and solve the problem? Cheese on, man. I think it had to do with the person going to representatives and not necessarily the PM dealing with kite flying. But anyhow, we have that same problem here in Bermuda, the WhatsApp says. That same kind of noisy kite, and it's all year round. As soon as the wing picks up, it's kites all day, all night. Good thing the houses here are overbuilt, so you can close your window and the noise dissipates somewhat. This one says, morning. Why is it that persons in places like Bayland and the Orleans can't live like people in the uppity places? I live in Bayland and people just block my gate every day and vex when I have to ask them to move. Shake my head. I know how that your earlier guest felt. One or two more, we go back to the lines. This one says, hi Corey, I don't believe we should have a problem of maintenance with all these vacant government buildings. The government could set aside a fund, create a special company set up with different areas using only skills from the Polytechnic and the Vocation Training Board, overseeing it with a mix of professional workmen in the program. It would do a lot to cover maintenance. It would do also to restore a lot of the abandoned buildings and a way for employment for more young people, viable experience they can use, save tons of government money. Good suggestion. One more. I am owed $160,000 in VAT. I am owed $160,000 in VAT. I was told by the VAT department that interest is only going to be paid once an application is made. It is not an automatic procedure. And I've been due this VAT since 2011. I also want to know if I can be denied. Oh, that's one I would have read already. Okay, we go back to the lines. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, listen, I hear a radio sensing program.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear people calling, making some predictions. And talking about the Dems going to run back this event, back that. Look, 4 years they've worked for the Dems, okay? But I'll tell you this. I never went through some hardship in all my life. I can't see myself really voting for them again. I'm one of these people that talking about we don't remember about this, remember about that. I've been really living in Barbados. I've been really living in Barbados and saying that. Huh? I mean, we come workers can't get a raise. Or you can see a lot of big new vehicles on the road. Anything that them ministers want, they get in public, they can't get nothing. So I'm going to vote for them.
But you remember, each of us, we only have one vote. So that's your opinion. You have one vote. You get where you're coming from. So the election is usually, as I understand it, about the two bases, the Barbados Labour Party and the Democratic Labour Party. In this election, we have a number of other parties. And then there's also the swing by the undecided and the youth vote. Where do they go? Where do they line up? I think that is what would determine the outcome in the next election. Now, one of the things you also have to be mindful of is that when you speak to too many Barbadians, do you know what they say? They are not voting. So as hard or as easy as things are, a lot of people plan to stay at home and stay away from the polls.
Okay. But I will tell you this. I predict that all the Labour Party seats, are going to win back the seats. And they're going to grab some of the damn ones. I progress that. And I'm looking to win giving about 6 seats. When I check back the wing, you win about 6 seats.
And you have that's the right, just like the other caller had the right to predict that you can only get 8 seats, you just predicted he can only get 6 seats. Oh, you know one thing that can determine it? The 24th of May.
Yeah, true.
That can determine who, how many seats who get.
Okay.
You get where you're coming from? Thank you very much. We got a couple of free lines if anybody ever wanted to get through. It is time now to give us a call. 4341-790. Good afternoon and welcome. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Welcome to Down the Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Corey.
Yes, please.
Mr. Corey.
Yes, after you have your fans here on the chat waiting and asking for you the whole day. Hope that they're happy now.
I don't know. They must want to increase my pension. I'll take it right down off this one.
They just want to hear you as a fan.
Yeah. Mr. Corey, not too long ago, I heard the announcement of the date for the election. And you say about that long last. But you know, there's a good saying in the good book. I always like to follow. It said the race is not for the swift, neither is the battle for the strong, but those that endure to the end. And let me say this. No one can deny that this DLP government has taken some licks front, left, right, and center from the opposition, from the private sector, from the unions, and the standing in polls and the downgrades. But Barbados is still here. And we are still number one in the region. I can prepare to judge with anybody.
This is number one on what? In the tourism?
We are number one. We still have the highest exchange rate. We still have the
That's not so. There are countries with higher exchange rates than us. Caymans and those. Caymans and those. Some of them 1-to-1.
Not that I know of.
I know I can look it up, but I know that there are some.
And found with CARICOM and what US. Mm-hmm. I found CARICOM Orchard and Partners.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you have a point there. Mm-hmm. But I'm still talking about Orchard and Partners. Now, Barbados is still here.
But is that the standard, though? Is that the standard? You know, some people say we question the pro-government people a little more, but I think when you all come, what you want from everybody is to bring to substantiate what you're saying. Should just being here the standard? I hear some supporters saying that we still got all these social services and breakdown. You know what I mean? Like, should that be the standard that we go by? Because we just still here existing? Well, Barbados, regardless of who run it, I don't believe it go anywhere. You got to sound with me, it can still be here.
I see what you mean.
Yes.
But the fact is that we didn't have to go to IMF cap in hand as we were advised. Everybody just said, go to IMF as just a welfare fund. The IMF is a loan. The IMF is a lending agency. And when you borrow, you got to pay it back. We did not have to sell passports either. Thank God for that. So what I'm saying today, if we do not appreciate what we have, we will only realize it when we lose it. Mr. Corey, I have traveled throughout the Caribbean several times. You can go to the smallest island in the Caribbean, and you might see somebody there washing clothes in a river. You might see a fella bathing in a bucket. You might see somebody cooking in a backyard with two stones, or somebody hanging out clothes. But you know something? Those people never put down their country. They never criticize their country. And I admire them for that. They don't have a lot, but they still appreciate what they have and hope for better.
But
the biggest problem we have, sir, is that we've got too much too soon and we take our lives for granted. You're only going to realize it when we ain't got no more. You want to say something?
I wanted to say it to you. I do agree that we as Barbadians, we have so many things to be proud about, so many blessings to count. But at the same time, I do feel as though we've made a lot of mistakes. We could have done way better. And if we don't acknowledge that, we are not going to improve. So I want to put it to you as a Barbadian. Don't forget party, history, all of that. As a Barbadian, can't you see many areas where we could have improved so much more in terms of what it is we could have done in relation to decisions and all these various things?
Mr. Corey, I totally agree with you.
Okay.
I have said and continue to say that we have one of the poorest executive sectors ever in the history of this country. We have people out there who are heads of departments, people who are executive officers, people who have degrees, university paper. But these people are not functioning, Mr. Corey, and an executive officer is the key to the progress of any organization, whether it's the government organization. If you look at BRA, you look at the Transport Board, you look at SSA, and you look at and look at those departments, they are not functioning properly. And I will never, ever defend that, because it is carelessness. We have no business elevating people to positions for which they are not suited. And that's exactly what we have done. And that has been the bale of our problem.
And I think we do that from the top right across to the bottom.
Exactly. And I'm saying, let's take, for instance, the court, the situation at the Supreme Court. I was very upset at the way that matter was handled, because the Supreme Court is supposed to be one of the top institutions in Barbados. To be respected, the institution to respect its history and its purpose. I was not happy with how that was handled. I was in the public service for 10 years, and we have never vacated any building. Three of the buildings I was in had problems. Two had problems with the plumbing, one had problems with the plumbing, two had problems with the air. And this is how we handle it. This is a procedure that you should follow. The head of the department got the office manager, the permanent secretary, and the manager of maintenance, whoever is in charge of maintenance, sat them down to meet in and said, listen, we have problem 1, 2, 3, 4. How are you going to deal with these? The maintenance manager said, look, you got to change this. You got to clean that. You got to remove this. You got to flush this. And all those things were documented. Then we went to the next phase. How much are these things going to cost? When are you going to be able to do it? And we went from one phase to another, documenting everything. Everything was put on the notice board. We didn't have any unions. Everything was put on the notice board so that the staff can keep abreast of what's going on. What's wrong? How are you going to fix it? When are you going to fix it? How much is it going to cost? That's another thing. How much is it going to cost? Whether the department going to pay for it or whether the minister going to pay for it. And the people came a weekend to work a Saturday, a Sunday, and a bank holiday. And by Tuesday, we were back on track. That is how you handle things.
So you put it squarely down to management. And you're dealing mostly with mid-management.
Exactly. Of course.
But it's upper management that got to deal with mid-management when mid-management ain't doing what it's supposed to do. True or false?
Of course, Mr. Corey.
We're good. We agree. We agree on that.
I support you, yes.
Thank you, Alpha. Do enjoy the rest of your day. We got a lot of calls, so we got to run it through. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Corey.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm wonderful today.
Wonderful. I wonder why.
I just want to say thank you to the Prime Minister for calling the election date. I feel that so many people in Barbados was anticipating this, and I'm happy today that he has called the election. And I just hope that the people in Barbados will look at the last 10 years that we were in, that they were in power, and judge them at the election day on what that they have done to us as a country in the last 10 years. And I'm not campaigning, but I'm just saying I'm happy today that he has made me feel proud as a Barbadian today that he has called the election date. So I want him to know I'm happy today.
So what it means to be a Barbadian, it means to be happy today.
Yes, I'm happy because I felt so depressed in the last couple of years. I'm happy that today I can have this day to feel happy again.
This election definitely was weighing on the minds and souls of a lot of Barbadians. I heard Mr. Blessings be my brother. He came and he sound out of breath. You come in now, you sound so chipper, you know. I could hear it in your voice. At 8 minutes. 8 minutes after 11 o'clock, we made the announcement. I felt as best though Barbadians went like, a breath.
I was elated to hear that day. I just want the Prime Minister to know that today he has made so many people happy to see that. You know?
Win, lose, or draw, people just happy. Win, lose, or draw, people happy.
Yes, people happy today. I know that. And I know drinks can sell.
Bring the drink, somebody get here. Thank you, man. 1:30 in Barbados, down to Brass Stacks. You on the air.
Hi, Corey.
Yes, please.
Hi, how are you doing?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Not bad at all.
All right.
I want to respond to Arthur. I want to say credit is given where it's due, and criticism is also given where it's due. The next day you have Arthur on this program, right? Asking for me, if the last 10 years had happened under any other party other than this Democratic Labour Party, if he would be singing the same tune that he calls this program every day and sing. Ask him that for me.
Next time he's on, you tell the production assistant that you want to get through. We can conference you on and let you all talk.
I would love that, honestly. All right, Corey.
Hold me to it. Brass Stacks, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Not so bad, man. I was just calling to say that even though the elections are called and everything, I feel as if people need to really take notice of the country and where it's going and not a party. I think the biggest problem in our country is the party politics, because people don't even sit and think about what's going on outside of a party. And that's the biggest thing for me. And that's what makes me feel like not voting. And that's the truth.
But you're voting?
Honestly, very doubtful. At this moment, very doubtful.
Man, when you start talking, just like as you put your hand here through the microphone, let me shake your hand. But now you're gone with this non-14 thing. I don't know. He pulled back my hand.
But you said it.
You need to look at the country and make a decision to suit. But yourself is not making any decision to suit. You can just look at the country then.
But that is the problem. Mm-hmm. I have a problem with you saying, because I don't vote, that it's not about the concern for my country. Because me personally, if you ask me personally, most or almost all politicians don't really care about the people in the country.
This is me personally.
I'm not speaking for anyone else but myself.
But let me have a piece here. No, don't just take it easy. So relax. That's it. Last time, right? And I was pilloried, but on Facebook, I made some comments on this air that I did not vote in last election because I had some concerns, right?
Yeah.
And what you think I'm saying to you, people said to me, but I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying based on your contribution, you said we need to look not at party but at the country and make a decision. And then you said you are not going to make that decision. So it was like kind of contradicting to my mind, and I was just highlighting that. Right?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but okay. My problem is that most politicians, and let me just say most, let me preface by saying most, seem to care for themselves and are in it for themselves. And I have a problem with that.
I can go further.
They do not seem to have the interest of the country at heart.
Let me go further.
Problem for me.
Let me help you. Let me go further. At one point in time, I look at this thing. So we got like 118 people running. And I say, you know what? I can't get my wish because the way some of them behave, not even some. I say, when I look at the parties line, I wish all them lose. But everybody can't lose. Somebody got to win. They all them lose the deposit if they can keep doing this to Barbadians. Keep promising and not delivering. Keep ignoring. Keep doing these things. I know some of them get really vexed. People from some parties actually call me and use abusive language. But my phone, right? It has this lovely red button. You know, you press it, you know, it fixes the problem. You get where you're coming from because they don't disrespect them. They don't disrespect me. But understand this. Uh-huh. I think that we have, I do not have the answers. Let me put that out there right now. We have to really look at our political system. Some people say in participating in it, you only condoning it. Some people say by ignoring it, you're doing nothing. So it's like you're damn if you do and you're damn if you don't. We need to have a discussion. It is the biggest question, to vote or not to vote. And where do we go with our political system? I do not agree with the system that we have, where we have popular people in constituencies put up by parties, and who's the most popular. Well, we are not even popular people. Parties put up somebody. You got two people to choose from. Now you got four or five to choose from. You may not believe or know any of them, believe in their policies, but those are the ones you have to choose from. At the end of the day, who's the most popular, who get the most votes? And now as a minister, are they qualified to be a minister? No, they may qualify to be a representative or not even that. The system, I don't like the system, but people say you got to work with the system. How do we change the system?
You cannot. I'm 36 years old. Huh? You cannot. I'm not. And this is the problem, right? You see all the people that are calling to brass that. I mean, listen to the program daily. Huh? They have too much yard fouls, as people call them down here. And that is the issue. Because no one looks at the issues. Everybody look at BRD.
Mm-hmm. And the pass. I started off to look at Errol Barrow and Grantley Adams.
And that's it. And that is the biggest issue. They don't say, well, where is our country going? Oh, no, he voted B, he voted D.
But that's
garbage.
Let me ask you this fundamental question, though. You see, we don't agree with what is before us. So if we vote, we get what we don't want. But then again, if we don't vote, what do we really do?
That's a very good question, which I probably don't have the answer. But I'm still thinking about it, but right now I feel like I don't want to, because I feel like if I'm voting and there's no change in the, as you said, the system, why am I voting? because there's going to be no change in the system. The party's going to come. The party will change or stay the same. They will continue to do as they like, and that's it. The thing, the problem is that you have no, how to put it, there's no way to dictate a person's position. So if someone in agriculture, like you said, we have so far, like that program you had the other day, in agriculture, we have so far to go. What happens if the United States goes to war and we can't get imports, we can't get anything imported? Do we have contingency plans for these things? Where are those things? Like, what happens when we get cut off from a lot of different places that we get imported things from? Where are the contingency plans for those things? I don't know. I've never heard any.
I think, right?
You understand?
Listening to you, you're my senior, right? I got to get our respect, right? But let me tell you this, right? I think that what we need to do here now is we got to focus on the now and the future almost at the same time. So I think we've got to vote for who we think are the best party for right now, the best, because we don't got the what we want right now. So we got to vote for the best. And over the next 5, 10, 15 years, we got to develop what we want. Because listening to you just now, we got far away to go in everything. I remember Sunday we had this discussion on ZRs. And I heard him in here talking about, oh, we could cover the van stand from down with that building at the top, where everything is, then cover that monstrosity, that ugly thing that got there, is got garbage and thing, right back up to where the building, the thing, also the panels, and got electric vehicles and all of that, right? And I made the mistake. I went through the gate. I went through Starcom door. And I looked right. And I said, good gosh. Look how far we are from where we need to go. Look at education. Look at agriculture. Look at the judicial system. We got to go so far in every aspect. So what we got to do, we got to vote for what's the best right now and start to propose and get people, find people that can actually get where we need to go. But we got to talk some more about this. 22 minutes before 2. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Corey.
Yes, please.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Good, man. I just called to make a few quick comments. And the first is that if you are living in another country, right, you live in Barbados.
Well, stop worrying about the colors.
No. Let me move on quick there.
Oh, my goodness.
We've gone through a lot of the last 8 years, and I try to be fair. And government of the day has failed us in many areas. And we can list them, Corey. Health, education, transport, garbage collection, health, the war authority situation, social services. I mean, they have failed in every aspect. And they have also failed the working class and the middle class of this country. 8 years ago, people decided we want to change. We reach out to the incumbent government because they made promises and we felt that the leadership at the time was the right choice for this country. So we give them a second term and our country is worse off today. And I, as an individual, I can tell you I'm personally worse off than I was 8 years ago. And this is serious. And that is why, as this election is called, which is long overdue, but our prime minister is usually doing things his way. So we go over it. You know, we got to wait and we wait, and the time has to come, and it has arrived. Mm-hmm. And on May the 24th, I just hope the Barbadian people reflect deeply about what we've been through for the last 8 years and what we want to see in the future. And I would also like to ask the question, and I guess I'm going to play my hand. The question is asked, are we ready for a woman prime minister? Of course we are. We're ready for one prime minister, a woman who was involved in politics for years, both on the government side and the opposition side. So, of course, we are ready. Other Caribbean countries were ready. So, why Barbados cannot be ready? You know, I went to this hospital recently to look for relatives in A&E. When I walk in there, come and tell me what's funny. I hope I don't ever have to live in that place. Dirty, it's filthy, people just there lying down, and no one seems to care for it. Nobody. It is so depressing.
I've been there recently, and I would say it isn't dirty and it wasn't dirty and filthy the last couple Sundays I've been there. But I think it has a dirty feeling to it because everyone around you is sick and bleeding and all of that. But I just wanted to stick down there. In all honesty, it's not been dirty and filthy up there. But I do take the other points that you have made, and we got to move along because we're now on the home stretch of this program. The WhatsApp here is giving thanks to Starcom for all those who own rental vehicles. As you know, there's been this issue with visitor permits books being out. They were back in. They said they're getting a little trouble now again. But is it not an election being called? They expect for that problem to be sorted. This one says, hi, Corey, I feel relieved now that the election day has been called. I am a construction worker, and I managed to work 1 week for the entire year, and I suspect it had a lot to do with the election day. I've been home for 13 weeks, and I believe that would now change. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Mm-hmm. I am so happy that the Prime Minister called the election day. You know, Barbados really needs to get a new government. The people vote here are you look at the amount of suffering that is going on in this country.
I know we will want to comment on what other people do, but I think we got to keep the focus to what it is we are doing and try to be as respectful to each other as possible. This one says, good afternoon, Corey. Let me say I'm grateful for the election day having been called. However, I still feel apprehensive. We have too many people in with this nation who still vote party. Little to no emphasis is placed on the actual issues of the nation. There are those who will vote for this law, even though it is clear evidence the government and economic mismanagement has been there. It says, can we as people actually vote for what is right? Is it possible for us to quote RPB, the country sake, the country in well? Someone is asking if Barbadians living overseas can vote from overseas. And that is something that the Electoral Boundaries Commission has promised me that they actually will be providing a lot of that information. Their election campaign is actually to be launched now that election's been called. So a lot of these questions will be answered. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hey, good afternoon, Corey.
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
This is the first time I call in the program.
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yeah, I listen to the program. I listen to almost all the programs. And I am disheartened about discourse, the majority of things. When I listen to the two programs, particularly one in the Pine, that is pure Democratic support, the discourses go along that line. This one down here is the almost pure Barbados level party support. That's what come over as to me as the listenership, huh?
Almost.
And almost, right? Mm-hmm. And to me, the gentleman that calls said that he's not certain if he's voted, that's me also. I am so sick of the political process that's going on in Barbados, huh? And I keep asking people, I don't know if it's the political parties, or I don't know if it's the people of the country, the culture of the people. Now, I can't say that my life was worse off under the Democratic Labour Party than the Barbados Labour Party. I can't do that because at the end of the day, it's not nothing that the governments would have done. People would have done very well on the Barbados Labour Party, but at that time, I was not in a position to do well because of certain personal circumstances. I would have lifted myself, would have done a little better under the Democrat. I don't think it's nothing to do with the policy of the Democratic Labour Party yet. I think that we as individuals in the country, the competitiveness of a country is determined by the firms in the country. How competitive the businesses are in the country. I think that we as a nation have to become more productive. We got to be more efficient. I think that's something that is lacking both in the public sector and in the private sector. And we pay for it in terms of price. We pay high prices for things not only because of taxes, you know, because of inefficiencies that exist inside the private sector and the public sector. And I think as a country going forward, we have to look to see where we can better ourselves and be more productive. And I don't hear these discussions happening from the political level. I've been hearing what these do on the last 10 years, the D's, and 14 years, the B's. And I'd be saying to myself, but what would the discussion to see how we can move forward as a country to be better than what we were before? What new avenues that we are going to go into that we can be competitive? And not hear these kind of discussions. So that's why I'd be saying to myself, I don't matter.
Do you listen on Sundays?
No, I must tell you, no.
Right. Because the way I see Brass Stats set up, it could be wrong. The call-in program is there for the public to, you know, have this here. And that's what they do. But they come a lot on weekdays with opinions. On Tuesday now, you get policy position from the parties, and Sundays you bring in the expert and get the facts. So one thing you did do, it broke my heart a little bit, because I started off the program talking about how proud I am to be here, because I noticed in 2007 you had the government being pilloried more so, and then it changed in 2013 and it remained the same this time around. But what I've always found here is that you get both sides. So you get the Mar and the Wesley and the, but then on the other side you got the Steerkers Tenetry, you get the guy who used to work in construction, and you get the Arthurs and so on. So you get a mix here, and you get a lot of new callers and so on. That is my experience here on Down to Brass Tacks. So when you tell me that is majority BLP here, majority DLP in the Pine, I don't see it like that.
It's a lane. It's hurt my feelings. If you're too close to something, you really can't see it, you know.
Not Corey Lane. What I do, I try to assess.
I was just so, because I don't support a political party.
Mm-hmm.
B, not D.
But can you dispute what I said? Don't we have the Mark, Wesley, so on, and you got Stroker?
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. The Barbados Liberal Party supporters enjoy more voice.
Let me tell you why your assessment is incorrect. But I used to assess it like that too, you know. And then I realized that even in 2007, the government got more lashes, and though that was the Barbados Liberal Party. I think what happens is you have a combination. If you look at the numbers, and I check out these numbers to tell me they're wrong, 78,000 plus persons voted for the Democratic Labour Party. So let's call that their supporters. 73,000 plus voted for the Barbados Liberal Party, and I believe this number needs to be checked. 94,000 stayed at home, right? When a government is in, you will get commentary from the ones staying at home, the 94,000 block and the 73,000 block. So some are opposition supporters and some are people who love Barbados that comment on the bad that's being done. So you will always get more people attacking the government because they're governing. They're the jockey holding the rein. So you're going to get more commentary on them than you will get on the jockey who used to ride the horse. And I think that's what happened. I don't think everybody called here that criticized the government.
I'm not going into the way, you know. I guess saying what is,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not saying that it was that the OB is the young or the stuff.
No, but I want to correct an incorrect sentiment that you have. Everybody that calls here and criticizes the government is not a supporter of the Barbados Labour Party. There are people who are genuinely concerned about the governance of the country. You get where I'm coming from? Don't do like some political people and call all of them Barbados Labour Party supporters. We got to run now because we out of time. We give you the final word. Just go quickly. All right, Brass Tacks, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, brother Corey. How are you doing?
Hey, good, brother.
Well, listen, radio really works, you know.
Tell me.
On Monday, I spoke to Mr. Ellis concerning some potholes there.
Mm-hmm.
As it turned, with the minivans turning. And in the central, St. Michael's Central constituency,
mm-hmm.
I know the whole stop and all the little holes and thing about the air stopper. I'm glad my really, really works. Mike and listen, boys, get it. It really works.
Well, thank you. Any other thing you want to advocate for that we can see if we can get?
I want to advocate, but the calling of election, I don't care who in really, but it happens, so I good.
All right, good. No problem. Thank you. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. If people know the history of Barbados, they would know that Owen Arthur won by one vote. And if people do not value their vote, they should be banished from Barbados.
I'm not too sure.
It only takes one vote to win a seat.
I know that. But I think didn't he lose by one vote and then they had the election?
And he won by one vote.
When they had back over the election, he won by one.
Yes, but the whole point is that it was only one vote. And if you are a traitor to yourself and to your country, if you do not go and fight your ex, if you are satisfied with the way it's running, you want somebody to choose for you. You want somebody to tell you what to eat, somebody to tell you what to wear, when to bathe, when to wake up. That is what you're doing when you deny yourself the privilege of putting a vote. Vote for who you want or who you less like.
All right. I don't think it was by one vote, but we get the point. Because we, a lot, you, are you one of these people? I'm reading so many WhatsApps and messages here in the chat. No, I mean, when the by-election took place. But there are lots of people here saying that when you don't vote, you vote for the government. You're one of these people that believe that?
No. When you don't vote, you allow anybody else to get a seat.
All right, no problem. We get
you
the point.
You have been a traitor to yourself. To thy own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. You have the privilege of voting. People lay down their life to get to be able to vote. And you all are so terrible.
I don't believe in that lay down your life thing. That's other countries, but that's not the Barbados experience.
But the whole point, Barbadians had to fight too, you know.
I think that we ask for independence of Guam.
No. You obviously don't know about the first vote, because there was a time when if you did not have a certain amount of property, you come.
No, I know that. I know that part.
All right, so we had to go through all of that to get where you are, because you can wear to school shoes and socks. No, it doesn't mean that some people didn't have to trample barefooted for years and so on to get you there.
All right, thank you. Brass Stacks, good afternoon. There are no more turns in this. Down to Brass Stacks. Let's go. Giddy up. Brass Stacks, good afternoon.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, you bear mac it, boy. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Am I on here?
Definitely live and direct.
Now, Corey, it's not as easy as she's saying that you just go and vote. Now, here we are. We are between a rock and a hard place. The bees let us down. You got some new parties come up with a lot of inexperienced people. So it's like for people to say, go down vote. But vote for who?
Well, each person gonna make that decision.
Exactly, and then as much as people jumping up and say the bees, and they both have let us down. They both have done some erroneous thing. And right now, I don't even know, because after what happened last with the celebration or whatnot, you have people suffering. I think you could celebrate for a whole year. No, you ain't care. You're indifferent. But then when I look back, I remember EduTech and these whole UV and all that foolishness. Should I go from, if I got a bad manager, they get rid of that manager and get another manager, and the another manager failed me, I must go back to the bad manager? To answer me, if you have a business and you hire a manager and you fail you, and you fire him, and the other one don't satisfy you, should you go back to the bad manager?
No, I get where you're coming from. All right.
So tell her it's not as easy as that.
Not as easy as
have
that.
Have a nice day.
Okay. Brass Stacks, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm on the air. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Corey Lane. We put you live on the air because we're coming up to 2 o'clock. We soon finish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. You got your right number? You wanted to be on down to Brass Stacks?
Yes, good.
Okay,
afternoon.
Go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I just want to say that they're saying that BLD had not done anything for us. They had done a lot. And if we look at Barbados, we can see what both of government have done. The only thing this crew is the worst we have ever had. Good afternoon.
Right, good afternoon. Brass Stacks, good afternoon. Hit and run. Brass Stacks, good afternoon. You're on the air. Hello, good afternoon. Down to Brass Stacks, you're on the air.
Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I want to say to my fellow Barbadians, they need to get involved. We, each one of us, need to speak with those who would want to represent us and find out from them what do they propose to do for us, what is their vision for this country, and if possible, sign a contract with them, get them to sign a document outlining what they want to do.
You mean because, like something called a manifesto?
No. Well, yes, you can do the manifesto. But what I want to know from them specifically, what is their vision for this country? And what do they propose to do when they get a seat in the parliament?
But you know they're going to come. You know they're going to come and they're going to tell you, listen, you should be saying as the public what you would want and how they plan to get it done. Because they're going to tell you what you want to hear. They can come and say we can give you duty-free cars.
Nonsense. That's what I'm talking about. Exactly. Mm. Because if I don't have a vision for this country as to what I want to see it happening and where I want to see it go, then we cannot enter into any negotiations, because only equals can bargain.
Mm.
Only equals can negotiate. And if we don't do that, if we don't talk to the people before they get in there, well, then don't expect anything different than them, because politicians are politicians.
But we got to meet the managers and government. They should be politicians 3 weeks of a year, every 5 years, and they should be governors every other day. That is my belief. We got the People's Parliament, but I think we've got to put in the People's Manifesto now. I want people to call from here on in and actually tell us what it is you would want to see your politicians do. When they come and knocking, as I've been saying the last couple of weeks, when they come, make sure that they come a knocking with some ideas. Not just, you know, if they want to bring the envelope, the chicken, the beer, and thing, yes, bring that, eat that there too. But what I'm saying is, I want you to tell them, what do you want for Barbados for the next 5 years, for the next 50 years? What are they going to bring to Barbados? But look, this brings us to the end of today's program. I want to thank my producer and technical operator, Ronnie Clark, and of course, the production assistant, John Stout, for taking us up to 2 p.m. today. They've been the competent team. I've been your moderator and host for this program, the 26th day of April, 2018. Only one thing left to say, and that is, lean out.